Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, when selecting EPDs or expected progeny difference in cattle, Mark Johnson from Oklahoma State University said producers should consider their production environment and select for the cow herd that best fits their unique production system. Johnson said there are several EPDs to consider depending on what you're looking for from your herd.
First two that we have are two of the oldest EPDs that have been around now for several decades. That would be an EPD for weaning weight and EPDs for yearling weight. Two common endpoints at which we sell cattle. If we are interested in improving our pay weights at either weaning or yearling, we can take a look at those numbers, where higher values indicate more growth in the offspring of those particular animals. A couple of newer ones that we have are genetic predictors for dry matter intake and residual average daily gain, or RADG. What do these tell us? A dry matter intake EPD is something that predicts the post-weaning feed intake of the offspring of a particular animal. If we think about it in this sense, a higher value means more appetite, more feed consumption. We would relate that to increased growth. A residual average daily gain, or RADG, would be a means to actually select for post-weaning feed efficiency. This particular genetic predictor assumes that we've got a constant feed intake, about 25 pounds a day post-weaning. So if we see a higher value, it indicates we're getting more average daily gain from that particular animal's offspring relative to that feed intake. So again, a means to actually select for improved feed efficiency. As we think about the topic of improving carcass merit, we got several EPDs available to us. First would be an EPD for hot carcass weight, or what commonly gets referred to as CW. If we're looking at a couple different potential sires, the bigger hot carcass weight EPD is going to tell us that if we finish out the offspring of those two bulls, we're going to see more pay weight in the form of hot carcass weight in those finished cattle. A marbling EPD, based on units of marbling scores, would be a means to select for improved quality grades. Higher marbling EPDs are going to relate to higher quality grades, or higher marbling scores, which relate to higher quality grades in finished offspring.
Johnson says depending on your breed of interest, there are some other EPDs which are reported which would fall under the category of maternal. Johnson encourages cattle breeders to refer to each breed's respective sire summary for definitions of other maternal EPDs. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at the ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, you can go to bowlingranch.com, or for questions, call the ranch manager, Tim Stidham, at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch Inaugural Spring Bull Sale, Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.